Good morning. My guest this morning is Tim Niffen from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Roland.
You're from everywhere. Anyway.
Yes, I am.
And you are from the Cinnabar's production of Neil Simon's The Odd Couple. Talk about an iconic play.
Oh, yeah.
And it opens on March 31st, playing through April 23rd.
Thank you.
What's it like to play this? I mean, when did it open originally? Do you know?
I think it opened in 68 or 60.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Late 60s.
We were just saying it's been we started rehearsal on, I think, the like 3 days off of the 52nd anniversary of it opening or
right,
something,
right.
Which is kind of incredible. Yeah.
Right.
It's a great play. It's a great play. I remember growing up, like, people would kind of like poo-poo Neil Simon, you know.
Right.
I don't do Neil Simon. I want to do Sam Shepard, you know.
Right.
But this is an incredible play.
Yeah.
And it's,
oh, yeah.
It's hilarious, but it's about two guys who just got divorced and one of them's about to commit suicide.
Yeah.
But you're laughing all along the way, which is kind of just what you need, I think.
So you mentioned that you just turned 50. You're pretty much just the right age to do this role, aren't you?
Yeah, they're both in their early to late 40s in the play.
Yeah, right.
And so yeah, I think it's right in our wheelhouse.
So at some point or other, you heard that the Cinnabar Theater was going to do a production of The Odd Couple and that they were going to be auditioning. So what did you do?
Well, okay, so get this. this is the first time I've ever actually done this. I pitched The Odd Couple to Ellie at the Cinnabar, and I've always like said, hey, we should do this show. We should do that show. But she thought it was a great idea. And so I was already in. I didn't actually have to audition, which is beautiful. Not having to audition is like...
Right.
That's my actor dream is being able just to be asked to do shows. It's it's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're doing it, and we got a great cast and a great director and Jennifer King and I just closed To Kill a Mockingbird with her out in Napa, and so,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So it's a great change of pace. It's got its own wonderful challenges unto itself. As Jennifer said, it's like a piece of classical music. You've got these five different instruments, men who are sitting around a poker table, and everything's coming to a head because Felix is missing. Oscar's place is a wreck.
Right,
his refrigerator isn't working.
His
air conditioner isn't working. And he's serving food that's, do you want a brown sandwich or a green sandwich? And everyone's up in arms from the very start. It's
right,
like the beginning
right.
It's like the beginning of an action Keanu Reeves action movie. It's like, boom,
right.
Away we go.
So what other iconic roles have you played in your theater life?
Well, I just came off of playing Atticus Finch, which so was
that's
I had
certainly qualifies.
Yeah, I was mentioning to Wendy, I actually had never read the book To Kill a Mockingbird until I got asked to do this show.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was a really, really special role for me. Back in high school, I got to play Buffalo Bill in a play called Indians, and that was really special. Also in high school, I played the Caterpillar. And my friend Galen Palmer, he had the brilliant idea. He said, hey, you should do this as why don't you do your Jeff Spicoli on this. And so I added
that's also an iconic role.
So I added on a dude at the end of every line. And the caterpillar right. says, who are you? And I was, who are you, dude?
Tim, thanks for coming in. Tim will be right there at opening night on March 31st, plays through April 23rd. For information, 763-8920. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.